Hello, listeners. Thank you for joining the DFW PCC Deep Dive July 2026 podcast. This is episode 15. We're your podcasters, Alex Irish and Anita Idle. Today's podcast is fascinating. The USPS Postal Inspection Service was involved with a real estate scam that targeted Graceland. Hold on tight. This is going to be a wild one.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, imagine checking your mail tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? And finding out that some shadow company you've literally never heard of legally owns your house.
Wait, really? Just like that?
Just like that. And all because of like a $10 fake notary stamp.
Yeah.
So our mission for this deep dive is to unpack how the U.S. Postal Inspection Service stopped that exact scenario.
Right.
But on a massive scale. It was this completely audacious plot by a fraudster in a small Missouri town to literally foreclose on Elvis Presley's iconic home.
Okay, let's unpack this. We have a mysterious company that essentially comes out of nowhere, right? And they file a fraudulent foreclosure claim. And they allege there was this unpaid, what, $3.8 million loan on Graceland? I mean, it's basically like trying to secretly steal the Statue of Liberty by casually walking up to it with a forged receipt from the gift shop.
Yeah, that is a perfect way to put it.
But I'm confused. How does a fake company just magically put a massive lien on a world-famous property? Doesn't the county, you know, check the signatures first?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the county usually doesn't verify the underlying truth of the document. The system is largely built on trust, which is...
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's a huge blind spot. The fraudster didn't just mail in a ransom note, you know. They constructed this highly complex web of fake companies and forged notary stamps.
So it looked totally legitimate on the surface.
Exactly. When a county clerk receives a deed that has all the correct formatting and bears what looks like a real notary stamp, their job is mostly administrative. They just record it. It's like someone picking the lock on a bank vault using nothing but a photocopied ID. The sheer scale of the target kind of masked how incredibly basic the entry method really was.
Man, the scale of that lie is just massive. But the fact that it worked on paper makes the investigative execution that brought it down even more impressive. How exactly do you catch someone trying to steal a cultural monument?
Well, when you construct a paper illusion that big, you inevitably leave a trail, like a physical and digital trail. And this is where U.S. Postal Inspector Jan Bodon comes into the picture.
Okay, so what did he find?
The fraudster tried to cover their tracks using a burner phone, right? They assumed that a prepaid, unregistered device would provide, you know, total anonymity.
Here's where it gets really interesting. They put together this intricate, labyrinth-like web of fake entities to exploit a legal loophole, but somehow thought a simple burner phone was going to completely outsmart federal postal inspectors.
Right. It's kind of wild, because burner phones might be anonymous on paper, but the cell towers they ping certainly are not.
Oh, of course. The location data.
Exactly. Every time that phone was turned on or sent a message, it connected to a local tower. So Inspector Bodon and the team didn't just look at the physical, shredded documents left behind.
They followed the digital breadcrumbs.
Yep. The moment that burner phone connected to a specific tower in Missouri, the postal inspectors had their geographic bullseye. From there, they just cross-referenced the tire data with other digital footprints to isolate the exact suspect.
That is incredible. But the terrifying part isn't just that they tried this on Graceland. It's that the system they exploited is the exact same county clerk system that holds the deed to your house. So what does this all mean?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the underlying mechanism of the crime is what you really need to pay attention to here. The fraudster in this case received a nearly 5-year federal sentence.
Which is substantial.
Yeah, it is. But the real lesson here is about your vulnerability to deed fraud. You must actively safeguard your own home.
Because if they can target Graceland, they can target anyone, right?
Precisely. If someone can attempt to foreclose on a property as famous and scrutinized as Graceland using forged documents, they can effortlessly target a regular, everyday home.
Where the paperwork isn't being watched by lawyers or the media.
Exactly. So you need to set up a title alert or a property fraud alert with your local county government.
Oh, I've heard of those. How do they work?
It acts like a tripwire.
Yeah.
The second a fraudster files a fake notary stamp or a bogus lien against your parcel number, you get an immediate email or text notification.
Which gives you time to stop it.
Right. That early warning allows you to freeze the transfer and involve authorities before the deed is legally flipped and the damage is done.
That makes total sense.
This raises an important question, though. If scammers are bold enough to forge documents for Graceland and nearly get away with it, How secure are the paper trails protecting the ordinary homes we live in every day?
That just about covers it for today's podcast. Don't forget, the DFW PCC relies on its members. If you want more information or to join, go to the membership page on the website and look over the different membership levels to see which fits your or your company best. The website is www.dfwpcc.org. If you have something you would like us to speak on, let us know. Send an email to mail@dfwpc.org. We look forward to you joining us again on the next Deep Dive with the DFW PCC. We really appreciate you spending time with us.